It's turning out to be an unusual flu season. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the B strain of the flu virus is getting more people sick this season. That strain of the flu doesn't usually develop until later in the year, and the B strain is more dangerous for children. Joining us now is Anthony Fauci. He's director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And that B strain of the flu virus hasn't been this prominent in almost 30 years. What should we know about it?
Well, the B strain, as you said correctly, is one that is generally a problem for children. We're having an unusual flu season in that early on, the B strain predominated, which made it particularly difficult for children. So when you look at this year and the number of infections that we're seeing a lot of them in the sense of numbers of infections that parallel some of the worst years that we've seen. Yet the number of total deaths and hospitalizations are less than some of the bad years that we have. However, when you look at the impact on children, there are more deaths among children at this time of the season compared to many of the other seasons. So when you're talking about hospitalizations and seriousness and death in general, it's not a very bad year, but for the children, it is. And that's predominantly due to the fact that the B strain of influenza predominated early on and continues to do a fair amount of damage.
So if this year's vaccination was made with the expectation that the H3N2 strain would be prominent, that's the A strain, does that mean that this year's flu shot essentially missed the mark?
No, it isn't. It isn't true. The H3, first of all, there are three or four types of flus that circulate. Two Bs, one H3N2, one H1N1. The virus that's in the vaccine that we've administered this year is a very good match for the H1N1. But unfortunately, for the Victoria strain of B, which is one of the two Bs that circulate, the match isn't that good. So the double problem that we're seeing with children is that the B is predominating, and yet the vaccine, particularly the Victoria one, is not totally well matched. That doesn't mean it's not going to provide some protection, nor does it mean that it isn't worth getting vaccinated. It's still overwhelmingly better to get vaccinated than not get vaccinated. But I don't think you should say that the vaccine this year is a real problem in the sense it's not doing any protecting. Even when there isn't a perfect match, you get a great deal of benefit out of a vaccine.
And just really quickly, because when you say kids are getting sick this flu season at a higher rate, that might worry parents. What should they know?
Well, they should know they should vaccinate their children. I mean, that's really the underlying message that's underscored by what we're seeing. It is not too late to get vaccinated, even though we're in the middle of January. Anyone 6 months of age or older should get vaccinated.
All right. Dr. Anthony Fauci is director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Dr. Fauci, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Very good to be with you.